Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, head of Beijing, recently in California, in the person of one man, Xi Jinping. Now back in Beijing, having made no progress whatsoever with Joe Biden, minor matters of fentanyl, which no one believes, and other mill-to-mill conversations which don't come to resolving the problem. And what is the problem? The problem is that China's business plan is broken. The explanation of the miracle was based on municipalities all across the country borrowing heavily on unused land and building a fantasy. Three Hong Kongs, two Versailles, several Wall Streets, anything they could think of, because they were borrowing money against their land and everybody was going to show up. Well, everybody did show up in two or three cities. The rest of them are left with crumbling concrete, no one coming, and loans they can't handle, so they roll over the loans. Now the central government, having got them into this fix in the first place, is telling them no more public-private deals. Manage your own affairs. Pay off your debt. Professor, Xi Jinping is about geopolitics. Xi Jinping is about the threat to Taiwan. Xi Jinping is a challenge to all of the neighborhood because he's a bad actor, but he's broke. So what is his point of view?
Well, I think, as I've often said, that his objective in meeting Mr. Biden is he wants to be bailed out by the United States. And to bail him out would be billions and billions of dollars. He's hoping for a massive return of foreign investment, but he's messed things up so badly that no investor in their right mind is going to invest there. People like Mr. Musk, whom there was a pathetic picture of him obediently shaking hands with Mr. Xi, he's stuck because he's got his factory in China. And if he leaves, then not only will Tesla have terrible problems, but all of Tesla's facilities will be taken over by BDY, which is the big Chinese company which is involved in electric vehicles and so forth. So what amazes me is that even though Xi is broke, even though you have to remember when he went to South Africa, he came back, and then instead of landing in Beijing, he landed in Turkestan. And the question is, why did he do that? And rumor, I would stress rumor, which is everywhere in Chinese media and so forth, says that there was a coup planned for him when he landed in Beijing. And he learned of this, so he avoided landing there, and he waited in Turkestan until it was safe to go back to Beijing. And by not landing in Beijing, he confounded the whole strategy of the coup. And I think that there's a lot of truth in that, or it's quite possible. In any case, he's not home yet. We want to see when he is going to get home, I think, at some point. But he's going to find a country in which nothing works and in which he has really no control over it. The country which is now dropping its industrial production, its economy is just steadily sliding away because they can no longer just print money and borrow and create this fantasy land that you talked about. At the same time, he's dealing with most appalling. He continues to carry out provocations, attacks. I mean, there are not only has he managed to stake Chinese forces throughout almost the near 80% or 90% of the South China Sea, hundreds of miles from China. No historical basis for this. We did nothing in 1995 when they made the first one, and then we stood by Obama, his China advisor, said, well, we have to have China to control Iran, so we're not going to cause any trouble to them as they expand in the South China Sea. Arguably, this guy was, they're both, it was a crazy, crazy policy. But he's constantly sending his planes up. I mean, unless we think the PLA is somehow independent, PLA is not fully controlled by Xi, but his pilots are now regularly engaging in unsafe intercepts of American, Canadian, and other aircraft in Asia. They fly within 10 feet of these planes, and they sort of, you know, harass them in a way that has already led to one crash, which, if it had not landed safely, if all those people on the plane had been killed in 2001, we would have had a terrible, terrible situation. They're also engaged in provocations on the land frontier, particularly with India. There's no reason for them to be up there. They don't need that. I mean, and it's crazy from the Chinese point of view, because if they get in the war in India, and then they're also get in the war in the Northeast Asia and also in Southeast Asia, because they're Navy is engaging in, their army is busy provoking in India, and their Navy is confronting the Philippines, most importantly, but really all the other navies in the area.
Professor, and, has she lost the mandate of heaven?
Well, I don't know whether we believe in the mandate of heaven, but I think my answer to that would be yes. That in the eyes, if you have a man who is regularly ridiculed and lambasted in every possible way in China, yes, he's lost the mandate of heaven. And more importantly, there is no system that is a freestanding system of a bureaucracy that is reasonably functional, such as you had in imperial times, today. So in other words, the whole thing depends on Xi being competent. And this is the problem. I would say that what people are saying is we're starting to see the same signals that we saw in the Soviet Union before Xi disintegrated. Of course, nobody recognized them except a few people. And now I think there's a general understanding, there's a sense in China. Of course, who can know, because I'm not there talking to them. How can you find out? But I think a lot of observers feel that there's certainly no single authority anymore in China, and that Xi has become a figure of still great power, greater power than anybody else has. Otherwise, he's a figure of ridicule.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, 7 Capitals, 7 Points of View. We're headed to the glamorous Tokyo. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.